No day is a dull one when talking about SanDisk SNDK. We have had lots of interesting positive angles before. On Thursday, August 13, SanDisk gave investors something bigger than a quarterly beat or an analyst upgrade. It gave them a long-term financial model. And of course, the market had to react, responding with a 13.67% single session surge to $1,528.11, according to Yahoo Finance. SNDK is up 580.52% year to date, nearly doubling the second best S and AMP P500 performer Dell, according to Slickchart's data. The 1 year return stands at a massive 3,150.61%. And CEO David Gokuler's message at Investor Day was that the best chapter is yet to come. The headline from 2026 Investor Day is the long-term financial model spanning fiscal years 2028 through 2030. Revenue is expected to grow in the mid to high teens annually. Adjusted gross margins are projected at approximately 80%. Adjusted operating margins are expected at approximately 75%. Operating expenses are targeted at roughly 5% of revenue. Adjusted free cash flow margin is expected at approximately 50% after taxes, capital expenditures, and working capital. The shareholder return commitment could be your most striking element. Why? SanDisk expects to return 100% of excess cash to shareholders after investing in the business. For a company generating free cash flow margins of 50% on a revenue base that is growing double digits annually, that policy implies an extraordinary cash return trajectory for shareholders over the three-year period. CFO Luis Visoso shared additional thoughts during the Investor Day presentation. We are optimizing for growth, sustainability, and returns. Our confidence in the sustainability of the model comes from our multi-year NBMs that are based on intimate relationships with our customers and grounded in innovation and collaboration, he continued. The long-term targets carried weight because they arrived alongside a Q4 fiscal 2026 earnings print that was itself extraordinary, according to SanDisk's Augh. 5 earnings release. Q4 revenue reached $8.97 billion, up 51% sequentially from Q3 and 372% year-over-year, YoY. Full-year fiscal 2026, revenue totaled $20.25 billion, up 175% YoY from $7.35 billion in fiscal 2025. Data center revenue for Q4 hit $2.98 billion, up 103% sequentially. Full-year data center revenue of $5.15 billion represented a 437% YoY increase from $960 million in fiscal 2025. Those are, by far, some of the most impressive earnings results I have analyzed. For Q1 fiscal 2027, SanDisk guided revenue of $10.3 billion to $10.8 billion. With non-GAAP gross margin of 83% to 85% and non-GAAP diluted EPS of $44 to $46. My read of that sequential trajectory is that the pricing environment is strengthening rather than plateauing. Roughly 2/3 of Q4's sequential revenue growth came from higher pricing, with only 1/3 from volume. When a commodity memory company is growing earnings because prices are rising faster than volume, the supply-demand tightness is genuine and sustained. What SanDisk CEO Gokuler said and why it matters for long-term investors. Gokuler's Investor Day remarks connected the current performance to a strategy he outlined 18 months ago, according to the company's disclosures. Our strong performance today is the direct result of disciplined execution against the strategy we outlined 18 months ago, Gokuler said. We have built a differentiated position through decades of NAND flash innovation, deep systems-level expertise, a diversified portfolio, capital-efficient operations, and management of the full technology stack. That framing is important for investors who bought SanDisk in 2026, after the stock had already risen 500%. Gokuler is not claiming the business model is new. He claims that the payoff of a strategy built before the AI infrastructure boom is now compounding with the tailwind behind it. The new business model, NBM, agreements, which lock in multi-year pricing with hyperscale customers at margins above 80%, are the mechanism that converts the supply shortage into durable earnings rather than cyclical peaks. More than one-third of fiscal year 2027's output is already committed under those agreements, according to previous company disclosures. FactSet data from Aug. 10 shows the semiconductors and semiconductor equipment industry led S&P 500 revenue growth at 77% year-over-year in the most recent reporting period, with all 11 S&P 500 sectors reporting positive revenue growth. SanDisk is the single largest contributor to that outperformance in absolute dollar terms. The 580% year-to-date return, the 3,150% one-year return, and the 13.67% investor day surge are already in the history books. What Gokuler put on the table is the argument that the decade ahead may be as consequential as the year that just happened.